have to look for that next time I go to the store and get some.
I got this at Cash Carry.
You think they have it at Safeway?
Yes, they have it. They carry it.
I'll look for it. They just keep it with other syrups there? They keep it with the rest of the syrup?
Yeah, syrups and honey and that sort of thing.
Okay. If you went to the store to buy flour, you'd probably buy two what of flour?
2 pounds.
Okay. What do you call the two inside parts of the egg?
Yolk and white.
Okay. And what color is the yolk?
Yellow.
Okay. If you cook them in hot water, you'd have hard...
boiled eggs.
Okay. If you crack them and let them fall into the pan and just into the hot water and cook them that way, what do you call them?
Isn't that funny? I can't think. I was just telling my sister to fix her eggs that way. Poach.
Okay. What do you call the salt or sugar cured meat that you might boil with greens?
I just call it fat bacon.
Okay.
White bacon.
Okay. It was more fat than lean?
Mm-hmm.
I just avoid that stuff, if at all possible. I don't want anything to do with greens of any sort. If you cut, let's see, what do you call the part of a hog between the shoulder and the ham?
Spare rib.
Okay. What do you call the edge of bacon that you cut off before you slice the bacon?
Rund.
Okay. Before they had supermarkets, where'd you go to get your bacon?
Well, I always went to the market.
Okay. And what do you call that guy there who cuts up the meat?
Butcher.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you call that? Well, some people eat it for breakfast instead of bacon. That comes in round things and you slice it like this. Or sometimes it comes in little links. What do you call that stuff? Germans eat a lot of it. Sometimes it's real hot.
It's a sort of sausage.
Okay, okay. If meat has been kept too long, what would you say the meat has? What does it do?
Well, I guess I'd say it was spoiled.
Okay.
Have a rancid smell.
Okay. If butter had been kept too long, what would you say?
I'd say it was rancid, I guess.
Okay. I don't know if y'all ever did this, but if you butcher a hog, some people made a dish from the meat from its head. Did y'all ever do that?
Hog's head cheese.
Uh-huh. How do you make that?
Well, they just grind it up and they use maybe spices or vinegar or something. We grind it up and make a sort of a sausage out of it.
Uh-huh.
You can get it in the markets. You can buy a lot of that over in New Brunswick while you're over there.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I saw that restaurant you told me about.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I went by to see if I could find it, and there it was. Mm-hmm. I almost stopped.
It'd be nice if you and your husband could come go over something, because I think then you'd always have German music and dancing and along with the meals and things.
I just think that'd be really nice. That's what I thought. I'll have to come back when Buddy's in town.
Mm-hmm. Your husband, Buddy?
Uh-huh.
My grandson, Buddy, too.
Oh, what is that, his real name or is that his nickname?
No, his name from his daddy, Grady Jordan.
Uh-huh.
But they always called him Buddy.